At the Farm Broadcasters Convention, I'm visiting with Kay Johnson Smith. And Kay, it's great to see you here. I'd like to see the Animal Agriculture Alliance here on display talking to these broadcasters. There are a number of things that we could talk about here. Let's start out a little bit on the animal welfare side, because I know this is really kind of what it's all about here, in how farmers and ranchers are dealing with this issue with some very science-based programs.
All of the animal ag industries have animal care guidelines. They've been developed over the course of many, many years. They are promoted and implemented by farmers all across the country. They are updated each year. They go through a whole scientific review process. And the important part is they are science-based and outcome-focused. And that's what's really critical in implementing animal care guidelines.
We've seen a lot of basically activist attacks. It's taken many different forms, some of it out in the media, some of it very harmful types of attacks. What can farmers and ranchers do in light of this?
I think the important thing that we've learned is transparency and being proactive are really the keys. Today, most consumers really don't have any understanding of how farm animals are raised, but they're very interested in food. And if you look at all the Food Network programs, chefs and cooking shows and so forth, people are really, really interested in food. And they are asking questions. They do want to know more today. And unfortunately, I think our industry has been silent too long, and it's allowed the activist groups to get in with their message to really misrepresent modern farming and ranching. So today, farmers and ranchers really need to be proactive and get engaged using social media, get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on YouTube. And the videos today don't have to be professionally done. They can be done right from your cell phone.
Well, speaking of that, one of the things that we have seen happen kind of multiple times over the last couple years is where some activist group has gone undercover and shot video, and then basically in some cases put that together, misrepresenting what they actually were seeing and trying to create a sensationalized story. How can farms and even folks in, I guess, the food processing area, what can they do to kind of protect themselves from that?
Well, first, I think it's very important that people understand that farmers are very committed to the care and well-being of their animals, and they take that responsibility very seriously. They recognize the importance in how they have to take care of their animals. One of the things they need to do is really be very cautious about who they hire, do these background checks, make sure that they understand who they're hiring for the jobs. But secondly, hold all of your employees accountable. It's very important that we train employees about how to best handle animals, handle them when they're under difficult circumstances. Ensure that all employees are signing a letter of commitment to say that, yes, they understand what your animal care policies are, what their responsibilities are. If they do see someone mishandling an animal, that it has to be reported immediately. And then hold these employees accountable.
Well, it's good advice. And, I guess we could say here in conclusion, farmers, ranchers can look to the Animal Agriculture Alliance for some assistance in terms of what they can do, especially if they run into a situation like that.
We have worked with farmers and ranchers for 25 years now, and also have a great number of resources on security matters, what you can do to prevent hiring an undercover activist, but also how do you work with your employees to help them be your eyes, ears, and identify where there are concerns. So we would welcome your listeners to call us or contact us at our website at animalagalliance.org. And we have a ton of free resources there, and certainly would love to work with farmers and ranchers all across the country.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I've been able to visit here with Kay Johnson Smith with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Here from the Farm Broadcasters Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.